Good morning. Today's daf in Yevamah Samech Beis. We're on the Mishnah Samech Alef Amid Beis, and one of the more famous daf in throughout Shas. And today we're going to be discussing Puruvu. How did we get to the topic of Puruvu? Because of the previous Mishnah. Yesterday's daf, Samech Alef Amid Alef. So we spoke about the allowance for a kohen to marry an islandess. Now there is a zone of consideration like we discussed yesterday, but obviously there's a more basic consideration, and that is an islandess cannot have children. So a real Rachmanis, she does not have the ability to have children. So marrying her will be a problem of a bittul mitzvah peruvu. And not only can a kohen not marry her, but as the Gemara pointed out yesterday, if you have not yet had children, so you can't marry her. In other words, nobody can marry her, not a kohen, not a non-kohen. Good. So that got us to the topic of peruvu. So here we are now in the sixth parak of the Masechta, and we're in Daf Samech Alef Amid Beis, and we start today with the Mishnah. And we're going to be dealing with some of the more basic aspects of the mitzvah peruvu. First mitzvah in the Torah. The Gemara begins. The Mishnah begins. Lo yivatal adam miperi v'rivya elim king yesh labanim. So a person should not try to put any kind of suspension to the mitzvah, meaning make an attempt, make a healthy attempt to do the mitzvah peruvu, unless he already has children. Meaning once he already has children, then you could stop. So our Mishnah's position basically is that once you fulfill the mitzvah, so then you don't have to engage anymore. You don't have to try anymore. But until that point in time, you should continue trying. Okay, as we're going to be seeing at the end of today's daf, towards the end of today's daf, not everyone's in on board with this idea that you should stop. Gemara later on is going to point out there are others who are of the position that you should keep trying, but we'll get to that later on this morning. Beishame Omrim. Okay, fine. So in our Mishnah's viewpoint, so once you get to the mitzvah, once you fulfill the mitzvah, once you have checks, so then you're allowed to stop. So what does that mean, you have checks? So what exactly, how many children do you need to have in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So on one hand, the Torah says to be fruitful and multiply. On the other hand, the Torah does not give us any kind of base minimum amount of what does that mean? So it's a machlokes hatanaim. Beisham omrim shnei zecharim, beisham omrim zachru nekev, v'shenem zachru nekev baram. So machlokes hatanaim in our mission between Beisham and Beis Hillel. According to Beisham, two boys, and according to Beis Hillel, a boy and a girl. Okay, stay tuned because we're going to get a lot of iterations of the sheet of Beisham and Beis Hillel. So, So let's say you do have children. The Gemara starts off the discussion. So, Mipiria Virivia Batel, Mishalo Batel. So, let's read the Mishnah really carefully. The Mishnah says you should stop. Now, what does that mean you should stop? Well, the Mishnah is actually very clear. Stop having children, but don't stop having a wife, meaning you should still have a wife. So, Misayela Rav Nachman Amashmol Damar Afa Pi, Sheishlo Adam Kama Banim, Asalamu Below Isha. So fits into the memory of Shmuel. Shmuel says that let's say you have a lot of children, okay, good, and you're done. Not only you have done having children, but you're done having a wife as well. In other words, you want to be on your own. So to which he says, no, it's not good. In other words, and when he says it's not good, he actually quotes a pasuk in the Torah. Shenemar lo tov hayos adam levado. The Torah says it's not good for a man to be by himself. And so even though you already fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu, so as far as children are concerned, so I don't need a wife. That's true, I don't need a wife legabe children. But I need a wife legabe lo tof. In other words, it's just simply not good. And yes, in other words, there's obviously a lot more details to fill in terms of what exactly is not good about it. Some of them are obvious, some of them are less than obvious, and not my place right now to fill in all the details. But meanwhile, lo tof. We'll just simply end off on the Torah's instructions that it's just simply not good. And so Shmuel says that even though you fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu, you still have... You still should have a wife. V'ika de Amre. Okay. So that's round one of the Dika in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said that you can be Mevatel, but specifically what? From Peruvu. But you shouldn't be Mevatel from having a wife. You should still continue having a wife. Good. In a slightly different version, Ika de Amre, Hayesh Labanim. So, Batel Mepira Verivya, Ubatel Nami Misha. Oh. So, in another way to read the Mishnah, so once you have children, so you're Batel. In other words, that's it. You can stop. And stop both on the having children and on having a wife. So the Gemara says, okay, now if this is the right deal to make in the Mishnah, now it comes out that we are challenging Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Lo. Ein lo banim no se isha bas banim. So the Gemara says, no, here's how we're going to read it. That if you don't have children, so what you should do is you should marry a woman who can produce children, who's age appropriate to have children. So yesh lo banim, but once you have children, so no, say isha dala bas banim. So then you can marry a woman who's not going to be able to produce children. Afkamilam, of course, say fatar bishva banim. And now, so it means is what? It means that, no, really the truth of the matter is you should have a wife. It's just a question now of what kind of wife we're talking about. So if you don't have children, so you need a wife bearing children. If you don't, if you already have children, then you don't need a wife bearing children. That's the way to circumnavigate and defend Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. And the Gemara says Nafkamina. Now, practically speaking, what difference would it make? So the difference would be Limkor Sefer Torah B'Shvah Banim. Should you sell Sefer Torah? So we know the Gemara elsewhere tells us that under really limited circumstances, one can sell a Sefer Torah. And so, but let's say one of those circumstances is that you don't have children. So in order to have a wife, in order to have children, so those are one of the really limited, extraordinarily limited circumstances in which one can sell a Sefer Torah. So over here, so if you already have children, so you don't have that heter. If you don't have children, then you do have the heter. Okay, so that's the difference between having children, not having children, but you should still have a wife. Okay. Beishame Omim Shnei Zecharim. We are continuing. We're in the Gemara on Samech Alf Amid Beis. We're two lines from the bottom of the Amud. The number of children in order to pat you from the mitzvah. So my time at the Beishame, Yafinu Mimoshe. Dechsiv B'nei Moshe Gershom Ve'Eliezer. Okay, so as far as Shitas Beishame. Now again, there are going to be a number of iterations this morning of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. But right now we're working with our Mishnah's version. In our Mishnah's version, so for Beit Shammai, the mitzvah is fulfilled at two sons, and according to Beit Hillel, a son and a daughter. So now, the Gemara starts off by citing proof for our Mishnah's version, for Beit Shammai, so you look at Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu had two boys, and therefore the mitzvah is two boys. And Rashi supplements over here, and the Rashi over here is really helpful in terms of seeing the limud, because okay, Moshe had two boys, so maybe Moshe just had two boys. Okay, fine. So but Rashi points out over here that read the Rashi inside. So Yafinu Mimoshe Shekevin Shayilo Shnei Banim Pirish Meneisha. The critical point over here is that Moshe had two boys. Fine, he had two boys, but what he then did is he separated from his wife. Now, if he had not fulfilled yet the mitzvah puravu, so then he would have no right to separate from his wife. Now, again, we're going to counter that argument. The Gemara is going to counter that argument in just a little bit. But right now, that's the argument. So so he had the children before Mantori. You're absolutely right. But when all said and done, in other words, he didn't attempt to have any more children. Why didn't he attempt to have any more children? Because he fulfilled the mitzvah puravu. That would be a proof for Beit Shammai. And Beis Hillel says, I'll go to a much more antiquated source. And that, of course, is the Briyas HaShaolam. Let's look at Maaseh Bereishis. Let's look at creation. Right? Creation started with Adam V'Chava. So that means that what you're doing is that every time you're procreating, you're recreating. Yes, I just came up with that on my own. Thank you very much. So you're doing Maaseh Bereishis again. So by doing Maaseh Bereishis again, so yeah, that's Adam and Chava. So that Adam and Chava is obviously Zachor Nekeva. Now the back and forth of the Gemara. So Beit Hillel min Yafin Briyas Hasholam. Beit Shammai lo fil mi Briyas Hasholam. So now, as far as Beit Shammai is concerned, so why isn't that his source? So ain't done an efshar misha efshar. So the Gemara says no, that's efshar. Meaning, how else could the world come into existence without a male and a female? As Rashi points out on the top of the Amud, this we don't need Rashi for. This we would have figured out on his own. Meaning, what you want the world to procreate? If you want the world to procreate, so you need Zachar Nekeva. You need man and woman. So there's no other way to do it. Ain Brera. There's just simply no other alternative. Okay, but in other words, but now that the world is here, and now there are Baruch Hashem a lot of people, and there's a lot of population. So you don't need to be responsible for making man and woman. You could just simply make one gender, and then. Baruch Hashem, it's called Shiduchim. So it can't be the source. Now, as far as Beis Hillel is concerned, so why does he learn it out from Moshe? Because Moshe did it on his own. Meaning Moshe learned it out, Moshe did this as an executive decision. In other words, this wasn't meant as a general position regarding Puravu. This was an executive decision that was done by Moshe as for reasons we're about to see together. Did Tanya. We learned a Braisa. Okay, today we're going to be going over a number of famous points, a number of popular points, all coming out of today's daf. Shosha Dvarim. So this we already saw back in Masechet Shabbos, and we get to Chazar again here in the sixth parak of Yevamos. Shlosha Dvarim Asa Moshe Midata Viski Madata Ladas HaMakom. Three things that Moshe did on his own, executive decisions, and full Haskamah. And he And he had full agreement. And that is number one, Pirush Min Isha. Number two, Shibir Zaluchus. And number three, Hosef Yom Echad. We're going to go through all three of these. So let's go. So Pirush Min Isha. So what he did is he separated from his wife. So my Darash. So at which point in time, what gave him the validity to make this kind of executive decision? So Amar Ma Yisrael Shalom Dibra Yimam Shechina Ala Lefisha. So look, there was communication between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So it was one time. The Kavala Hemzman. And not only that, but it was appointment. It was appointment viewing. And Amra Atara Atikshu Al Isha. So, and meanwhile, there, for an appointed time, a one-time occasion, where Klal Yisrael is going to have communication with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Atikshu Al Isha. So there had to be separation between husband and wife. Ah, so Ani, Shemiyuchal Lidibar B'chol Shavasha, V'lo Kavali Zman, Al Achas Kama V'chama. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, now me, as far as I'm concerned, so I don't have appointment viewing. In other words, it comes at times where it is not, it's inconvenient, and for that matter, it's just simply not in the schedule. And it comes often. So for sure, in other words, I should arrive at the conclusion that I should be in a total state of preparation at any point in time. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Moshe. How do I know that? Because it says, Lechem or Lehem, Shuv Lechem lo Lechem, Ve'ata po, Amorim Adi. And so good. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, so tell everybody to go back to their tents, i.e. go back to the wives, and you're going to stay with me. Okay, so so this is a haskama by Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu that you did good by separating. Number two, the second executive decision that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu Shibra, so Luchos, he broke the Luchos, my Darush Amar, Oma Pesach, Shu Echa Mishesh Meos, Vishalosh Esrei Mitzvos Amra Torah. Now, as far as Karban Pesach is concerned, one of the 613 Mitzvos in the Torah, just but one. And Kol Benecha Lo Yochabo, and you're Benecha. Now, Benecha means somebody who is religiously off the reservation, somebody who's Meimer Das, who simply gives up on basic religious tenets of Yadus. So, and he can't participate in one of the mitzvahs. So, Torah Kula Yisrael Mumrim, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So now, we're talking about Torah Kula. In other words, he's coming down with the Aseres Adibros, and it's interesting. The Gemara over here calls the Torah Kula. It's the entirety of the Torah, which speaks to the idea of Rav Sajigon. Rav Sajigon says that really the Aseres Adibros is but the main headings. It's the Rashi Prakim of the entirety of the Torah. Okay. The real work that you have to do is you have to fit in all the other mitzvahs into the Aseres Adibros. But it's clearly the Gemara calls it over here Torah Kula. Anyway, so he's coming down with Torah Kula, and the Yisrael Mumrim Haim, and the entire Jewish people now are being over to Avodah Zarah. So Alachas Kama V'Kama. So if he can't participate in one mitzvah, i.e. Karban Pesach, for sure you can't participate in Kol Torah Kula. So he broke the luchos. V'is kimo dato ladas amakum tichsiv asher shibarta v'amar ishlakish amar le'a Kadosh Baruch l'moshe yiasher kocha shishibarta. The word asher also shares the same sharish as the word yiasher. And Kadosh Baruch gave him a yiasher koch for breaking the luchos. Okay, so that was executive decision number two, which Kadosh Baruch agreed to. And finally we're up to executive decision number three. Hosef yomecha midato. He added a day. So shloshes himei hagbala, 3 days of preparation before Mamad Har Sinai. National revelation, my darish. What was the drasha? Dichsiv kidesha b'yom amachar, hayom kemachar. Well, before I get to that, so Kadosh Baruch Hu's instructions to Moshe is that v'kidashtem, you will sanctify yourselves today and tomorrow. So it sounds like the divine plan was just 2 days of preparation, and meanwhile, hayom kemachar. This is how Moshe understood it, meaning it's got to be tomorrow like today, or today like tomorrow. So ma machar leilo imo af hayom leilo imo. Meaning tomorrow is going to be a full day, meaning 24 hours starting with a night, followed then by a day. So it has to be a day like tomorrow. So now, obviously, the first day, meaning when Moshe spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're already past the night. In other words, we're in the morning. So Moshe said it's not good enough to just do today and tomorrow, because tomorrow's a full day, but today's not a full day. And I would like a day like tomorrow, i.e. Leilo Imo. In other words, a full 24 hours with the night included. So what did he do? He added a thing. So afayom leilo imo veleilo da'ina nafaglei shema minatrei yom labar ma'ina. So it's 2 days, excluding today. V'iskim odato ledas amakum. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, good. Once again, I agree with you. Delo shayir shechina shabasa. And how do we know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed? Because when did finally the Shechina come down? Shechina came down at Shabbos. As Rashi points out over here, as per the Gemara in Shabbos, daf pei zayin, pei ches. So the settling, sorry. The beginning of the Shloshes Yemei Hagbala was on a Thursday. So it was Thursday, Friday, and then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina finally was shown on Shabbos, meaning that the divine revelation came on Shabbos. And so you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with the third executive decision. Okay, so all said and done, really interesting Gemara is one singular point really that we're focusing on over here for our daf. And that is the fact that that Moshe separated from his wife has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Puravu. You can't use it as a referendum on when were you mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu. It was just simply an executive decision that was done by Moshe based on his appointment, his appointments with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Tanya, we quote a brisa. So as I mentioned earlier today, there are going to be a number of iterations regarding the shita of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, regarding how many children you have in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Purivu. So we already saw our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's version of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that Beis Shammai says two boys, and Beis Hillel says a boy and a girl. Tanya will enter the brisa. Rabbi Nasar Amar Beis Shammai Amar Mishnei Zachar Mishnei Nekevos, or Beis Hillel Amar Zachar Nekeva. So we learned in the brisa that according to Rabbi Nasan, Beis Shammai says two boys and two girls, and Beisela Omrim Zachar Nekeva, and Beisela says a boy and a girl. Okay, so obviously this departs from our Mishnah's version. This is another Misorah, and so you have now Beis Shammai being the Machmir in that you need to have four children, a boy and two boys and two girls. Amrav Unamai Tamid the Rabbi Nasan Aliba the Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, okay, now we need a Svara. Why? In other words, four children. That's two more than the parents. So the Gemara says, "Dichsiv atosiv Allah says Achiv es hevel va'achoso kain va'achoso." Now, so we know that when Adam and Chava had children, so there's an assumption that we all know. Rashi brings it down. The Gemara over here clearly is assuming it, and that is that every time they had a child, it was a pair. It was twins. Just happens to be that the boy we know the name of, and the girl we don't know the name of, but it was twins. It was a boy and a girl. So he had Kain, so that's two, and he had Hevel, that's two. Viksiv, and then the pasuk goes on to say, in other words, then we all know that that Cain killed Hevel. And now, so Adam and Chava now are minus one. In other words, they had four, now they have three. And Kishasli Elokim Zera Acher Tachas Hevel Ki Hargu Cain. And so, when they had now another son later, so they named him Chase. And an explanation, the pasuk says, "Kishas le'elokim zera acher tachas hevel." This comes as a replacement for hevel, which means that they needed four. Why did they need four? Because that's the mitzvah puravu. The mitzvah puravu is to have four. Okay, that's the raya. V'rabbanan odiyuhu dekamodes, and the chachamim will just simply counter argue and say, "No, that's just hodah." In other words, she wasn't making a halachic statement; she was just showing appreciation. Okay, which in of itself is a mitzvah to show appreciation. But in other words, but it has nothing to do with the halachic requirements of how many children one has to have. Okay, Tanya Idach. Before we start with the Tanya Idach, right? Rabbi Lifshitz. So you see, I have the Emes Yaakov by you over there. So the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and his Emes Yaakov. So I've said this word over, but it's so good. So he says over. No, I don't need. I'm just going to say it outside. Aishakoch. He points out that Minaga Olam from Adam and Chava was that they always had twins, meaning every pregnancy. In other words, obviously, he's using the psukim to make this point. Now it's not any kind of historical record, but he's mechadish that when it came to pregnancies in general, so it was always twins and it was always boy and girl. In other words, that was the minig from Adam and Chava and onward. So, right, and you look at all the Midrashim, by the way, it all speaks to that, meaning every one of the Shvatim that's born, so it's going to be Zachar Nekeva, it's going to be male and female. In other words, again, we know the names of the males, and not the names of the females, but it was always Zachar Nekeva. So in other words, twins was pretty much the norm.
So what about Dino?
So twins was the norm, and Zachar Nekeva. Now, obviously, he could have a single pregnancy, but that wasn't the norm. So he says like this. He says, first of all, our Gemara over here seems to be such wonderful proof because it says regarding Shais, Kishasi Elokim Zera Acher Tachas Hevel, meaning she's remarking on the fact that that I'm having a single child. That's coming as a replacement for Hevel, meaning Hevel came Zachar Nekeva. In other words, there was Hevel and there was his sister counterpart. And there was Cain and his sister counterpart. And the whole reason why he had Chase was just simply as a replacement of Hevel. So in other words, and that was strange. And then he says like this. He says, so and he develops this more right here in this pasuk, by the way, right in Bereishis Perek Dalet. And then he says later on by Rivka, he says that v'hineisomim bevitna, right? And he comments. Rav Yaakov comments v'hineisomim bevitna. So what's the pshat v'hinei? Because whenever you see the word v'hinei, it's something that's that you were a little bit shocked by. Right? And behold, she had twins. Meaning, everyone has twins. So he says, no. Because what was normal, what was commonplace to have a boy and a girl? What did Rivka have? She had two boys. What was shocking to her is that she had a boy and a boy. That was a little bit strange. That was a little bit odd. Anyway, see Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, both here and in the beginning of Parshas, told us where he talks about this idea. Okay, Tanya Idach. We go back to our Gemara. Samach Beis Amud Aleph, halfway down on the Amud. This is going to be our third iteration of the Machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tanya Idach, Rabbi Nasan Amar, Beis Shammai, Amim Zachar Nekeva, Beis Hillel Amim, O Zachar, O Nekeva. So over here you have now a third iteration. Now here, Beis Shammai comes out to be Zachar Nekeva, meaning the way we've been hearing Beis Hillel all morning. So now this is Shitas Beis Shammai. And in this third iteration, Beis Hillel says, a zachar o nekeva, either a male or a female. So, I'm a rabbi, my time at the rabbi, nasan alibet the Beis Hillel, shenemer lo so, barel shevas yitzara, v'ha avele shevas. So, what we're going to do in terms of giving a svara for Beis Hillel, meaning in this version of Beis Hillel, is that we're going to say the following. Let's take a look at the pasuk Yishayahu. So, the pasuk Yishayahu is always a complementary pasuk to the mitzvah peruvu, meaning we know that we have the mitzvah peruvu. Right, Torah on a number of occasions. By Adam and Chava, there was a tzivui. By Noach, there was a tzivui. Okay, so we know that there's a mitzvah to be fruitful and to multiply. But complement that with the pasuk Yishayahu, lo so bara l'sheves yitzara, that the world was not created to be void and to be empty, but l'sheves yitzara is to be populated. So, what the Gemara does in terms of giving a svara for the Shita of Beis Hillel in this third version, when you only need a boy or a girl, is that what's the goal of Peruvu? To just simply populate the earth. You had a child? Good, mazel tov. You populated the earth. Meaning that would be the svara to explain this version of Beis Hillel. Okay, Adkan, that takes us to the end of the basic requirements of having children. What do you need to have? So it's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But as we saw in today's daf, three versions of the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, there's a Yerushalmi. Oh, not for now. Okay. And anyway, let's end it off like this. And then the larger question, which is a difficult question to answer, and that is, plenty of people have plenty of children, and just simply, in other words, did not just had one gender, not both genders. So for the people who had a lot of children but only had one gender, so what? They weren't mekayim the mitzvah peruvu. That's very hard to entertain. It's very hard to imagine. And so, at what point in time does one say that they tried and they fulfilled the mitzvah? Rabbi Flug, years ago, here, I mean, it's written up, so I'm sure you can find it. So spoke about the mitzvah not being the result so much as it is the attempt to have children. In other words, the mitzvah is much more in the attempt than on the actual result, which I know is very difficult because our Gemara over here is really focusing more on the result than it is on the attempt. Okay, anyway, let's leave it at that, but just some basic questions which I'll raise, but in other words, but it's something that we have to try to work out. We continue Itmar. We're on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We're halfway down the Amud. So Hayilo Banim Biyoso VeKochavim VeNisgayir. Okay, so we're gonna deal with a couple of really basic questions. So basic question number one, and that is, you add children as a goy and then you convert it. So now do you have to have children again? Okay, it's really the question could be boiled down to two basic questions. Question number one is that, were you mekayim the mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah? Sorry. Is there a mitzvah when you're a goy? In other words, is there a mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah of peruvu? Now, what I would suggest to you before we see the Tosos together is, of course, meaning, what's the purpose of the mitzvah of peruvu? Well, we just saw together, the pasuk in Yishayahu, l'shevas bara. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be populated. So obviously we represent a really small portion of the population, a fraction of the population of the world, so the rest of the world also is responsible to populate the world. And on top of that, thank you, and on top of that, the commandment was given to Adam and Chava, and to Noah and his children. And so the simplest argument would be, of course, there's a mitzvah peruvu for goyim, right? What's there to talk about? So what's there to talk about is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin gives the indication. Tosfos over here points it out. I'll show you the Tosfos inside. B'nei Peri Avirivian Ninu. Tosfos Dibra Amaschal. B'nei Peri Avirivian Ninu. V'im Tomer De Beperek Dal Misos Mashman De B'nei Noch Lo Mifkadu Aper Avirivia. So the implication of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that they're not chayav in the mitzvah peruvu. V'yeshamar dahachala b'nei chiyuv apir v'rivi kamar eloklamer shebneim nikrum al shmam kedarmina b'samach. Okay, so there is a way to explain that Gemara over there, but there is something to talk about. In other words, the simple answer is that they're chayav in the mitzvah peruvu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to indicate otherwise. Okay, that's number one. So let's assume. Okay, let's say pashto, that there is an obligation for going to have children. So now, what is our question? Our question is: you convert, you have to start again. So presumably, the correct way to say it is that what is our question a predicate of? You converted, so now what? So now you're born again. Okay, I know that term was usurped, but it's our term. Okay, gersh gishin is garka kana nola dummy. So you're born again. So now you start life again. You start life anew. So you start life anew. You had children in your previous life. Yeah, that was your previous life. So now you're born again. So now as a born again, so now you have to have children again. That's going to be the issue on the table over here. Okay, good. So what is it? So again, the question is really simple. So you converted. Do you have to have children after you convert, even though you had children before you converted? It's a machlokas. So Rav Yochanan Amar Ki Impir Virivya, Rav Shlakish Amar Lo Ki Impir Virivya. Okay, so Rav Yochanan says you were Mekayim Peruvu, and Reish Lakish says you weren't, which means according to Reish Lakish you have to start again. So Rav Yochanan Mekayim Peruvu via Dahavule. So as far as Rav Yochanan is concerned, a simple svara, which is, yeah, children. Okay, and that's it. In other words, you don't have to write, yes, it's true, Gershon, it's guy, Kakana Nola Dami, but you had children. You got to check for the having children. And Reish Lakish Amaloki and Peruvu via Gershon is guy, Kakana Nola Dami. And Reish Lakish really focuses on this principle that no, in other words, once you're misguided, yeah, that's it. You're a totally new entity, and therefore, whatever happened historically, okay, that was the previous version of you.
Don't we say that once you're conversed, it dissolves all the bonds of family?
Yeah, correct. Like, we do say that.
So they're like, it's not
because they're
children.
Absolutely. The Azula Tamau did. Martin the Gemara now points out. This machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish is also given in another version, another format, which is the following: So let's say you had children while you were a guy, and then you converted. So Rav Yochanan, so no. Now, as far as Rav Yochanan is concerned, so that's it. Your first child post gerus, that's not your bechor. Why? Because you had a bechor before. And Reish Lakish Amar Yesh Lo Bechor LaNachala, and Gershon is Gai Kekatan Kekan Shanola Dame. And Reish Lakish will tell you no, that the your first child post Gerus, that's your Bechor. I had children before. Yeah, that was a totally different person. I don't know who that person was. That wasn't you. Gershon is Gai Kekatan Anola Dame. This is a new you. Okay, fine. Utsricha. Now, it comes out that Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan are each taking their position two times over, meaning on the mitzvah peruvu. So for Rav Yochanan, do you have to have children again? No. Why? Because you had children. On the front of Bechor, is your first one after Gerus your Bechor? No, because you already had your Bechor. It's the same point for Rav Yochanan. And for Reish Lakish, it's also the same point. For Reish Lakish, do you have to have children again? The answer is yes. The first child afterwards, is that your Bechor? Yes. Why? Because this is a new you. Okay. So they're saying the same thing with Tzricha. So what the Gemara does, as it classically does, is why does it have to repeat what seems to be the same points twice? Because they're necessary. Right. This Gemara, our Gemara over here, certainly seems to say, like with clarity, that there is a mitzvah peruvu even for a guy. Which again, that's the easiest way to say it. That's going to be our official position today. But again, the challenging part is going to be the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we're not doing Sanhedrin today. So, but Tosfos raises it as a challenge. But as far as Nachla, lav b'nei Nachla ninu, they're not really part and parcel of Nachla. Now that's a little bit challenging. What do you mean? There's no Yerusha by Goyim? Okay. It means that it doesn't operate the same way that it operates by us. And Tosos says this pshat, meaning that we have what's called the Bechorim, we have Pishtayim, and they don't have that. Okay. So you could have made the argument that even though Reish Lakish says that, look, let's start with Rav Yochanan. Even though by Purivu, good, you were Mekayim that as a guy. But as far as Nachla is concerned, this is new Nachla. It's not the old Nachla. So therefore, I might have thought that he would have changed his tune. And we can go in the other direction as well. Meaning, if we said Reish Lakish by only his psak by Nachla, I would have said that maybe by Peruvu he agrees with Rav Yochanan for the reason that we just articulated. Okay. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. So now Rav Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish based on the following. Baradach Baladan Ben Baladan Melch Bavel. So over here, they're naming children after the father. Now, Amar Lebi Osanov de Kochavim Islahu Chayas Nizgar Lesu Chayas. So he says like this. He says, no, even though he converted, so while they were going, while he was a guy, he was Miyuchas. He was connected to his father. In other words, he had lineage to his father. But after Gerus, no, because after Gerus, again, Gershon Nizgar Kakana Nola Dami. Okay. So the back and forth in terms of whether or not we see that even after conversion, the child that he had when he was a guy is still your child. Okay, back and forth. I'm a Rav.
The woman who converts, let's say, Petarechem, how could that be a firstborn?
Right, correct. In other words, that would seem to be another nafkamina between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Good. I'm a Rav. Hakol modim be'eved shein lo chayas. Now, when it comes to an eved, there's no chayas, meaning, when it comes to a guy and his child, so they're miyuchas after one another. They have a lineage. And when it comes to a Jew and his Jewish children, obviously there's a yichus. So where's there no yichus? There's no yichus when it comes to an evikanani. Dechsiv shivulachem poim achamor, amadom lachamor. Okay, drasha, we hear a couple times throughout Shas, and that is that when speaking to, about Eliezer, right? What an interesting personality in Chumash. In other words, in terms of his tzidkus and the way he served Avram Avinu, and at the same time, ein lo yichus, meaning he has absolutely no lineage whatsoever. Meaning he's an Eved Kenani. When all said and done, he's an Eved Kenani. So so there's no yichus by an Eved Kenani. Meisvei ulitziva chamisha asar banim ve'asrim avadim. So the Gemara notes that by tziva, so he had he was an Eved Kenani. It happened to have belonged to Mephibosheth, but anyway, he was an Eved Kenani, and a description of his 25 children. And you tell me that he has no yichus? So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov Kepar ben Bakar. So the Gemara gives a bit of a harsh answer, but in other words, yeah, par ben Bakar, meaning, look, animals have children as well. Obviously, there's no yichus between the children of an animal. So over here, same thing. So Iach Yachinami. So Shani Hasam Diachsinu B'Shamayu. Now, when it came to Baladan ben Baladan, so we were given names. In other words, names indicate yichus. Okay. I know it's a funny proof, but the Gemara assumes that if you're going to name after somebody, so that's an indication of yichus. But over here, when it comes to the Eved of Mephibosheth, it just simply says he had 25 children. And it didn't give the names. And so therefore, there's no yichus. And also, if you go elsewhere, you're going to see the yichus. The pasuk says, "Veishachem haMelech Asa El Ben Hadad Ben Tavrimon Ben Chazayon Melech Aram Hayosheh B'Damesek Leimor." Okay, and we have another pasuk that speaks to this idea that there was in fact yichus by the guy. Okay, Itmar. Okay, so our first machlok is between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is a question of. Once you're Megayer, do you have to have children again? Rav Yochanan says no. Reish Lakish says yes. And what they seem to be arguing about is basically this idea of Gershon is Gayer Kakana Nola Dami. How literally do we take it? How strong do we take it? So Reish Lakish takes it to its extreme version, which is you really are born again. You're totally a new entity. And so what happened historically just is not you. This is the new you. And Rav Yochanan would say no. Now, How much is he arguing with Reish Lakish? Good, that's a shear. But in other words, but vis-a-vis Puruvu, he argues with Reish Lakish. You had children historically, good. You fulfill the mitzvah Puruvu. Okay, next. Our next big machlokas. Itmar. Hayilo banim v'mesim. Okay, so you had children, rachmanis, your child dies. So now, do you have to have another child in order to fulfill the mitzvah peruvo? So now we get to a really, right, this is a big topic, and that is, what is the purpose of the mitzvah? What's the goal of the mitzvah? So Rav Huna amar ki imperivirivius. Rav Huna says, you fulfill the mitzvah peruvo, meaning the mitzvah for Rav Huna is just simply to have the children. So you had a boy, you had a girl, you fulfill the mitzvah, regardless of what happens to them after. And Rav Yochanan amar lo ki yem, and Rav Yochanan says, no, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. In other words, when you leave this earth, you have to have left this earth with a boy and a girl. So, Rav Huna amar ki yemishum de Rav Asi da Rav Asi ein men David ba ad shechala kol neshamos shebeguf shenemar ki ruach melefna yatov. Okay. So, as far as the sheet of Rav Huna is concerned, so what's behind the sheet of Rav Huna? So, Rav Asi. Rav Asi is behind Rav Huna, or that which Rav Asi taught us is behind Rav Huna. And that is that ein men David ba. In other words, we need to bring the geula. Okay. Guf is a warehouse where all the neshamas are stored. And yes, the irony of where the neshamas are stored is called a guf. Guf is a physical entity. But again, the name of this warehouse is called guf. And these were the neshamas are stored. And what we need to do is that we need to empty the warehouse. So every time we have a child, we're taking the neshama out of guf and we're putting it into the body. I know it doesn't sound like me talking right now. I know. But the Gemara's talking like this. So if the Gemara's talking like this, so I'm going to sound like this. So therefore, you had a boy, you had a girl. Good. You fulfilled the function of Peruvu. Rachmanus. So Akash Baruch Hu took one of them out early. Okay. But you fulfilled the mitzvah because the purpose is to just simply deplete the warehouse. Okay. That's Rav Huna based on Rav Asi. So Vahalek, I'm sorry. So Ajikalakona Shamashikovishanov. Rav Yochanan Amar lo ki imperivirivya. Leshevet Yitzara be'ina Vahaleka. And Rav Yochanan will tell you, no, the purpose of Peruvu is Leshevet. It's to repopulate the earth. So over here, if let's say you had a boy and a girl, but one of them Rachmanis was Nifter, okay, so you got to repopulate. And again, we're assuming right now, just like our Mishnah, you have to have a boy and you have to have a girl. So if one of them died early, okay, you got to replace. So Meitzvei. Okay, so a challenge based on the following. We're on the top of the Amud Beis. Bnei banim harei hein kivanim. So we have a brisa. The brisa says that bnei banim harei hein kivanim. Grandchildren are like children. Now, this could be understood on so many levels, but right now, here's the way the Gemara is approaching this, and that is as follows. Again, the mitzvah is to have a boy and a girl. Okay, so let's say you have not only the next generation, you have grandchildren. You have Enoch. Okay, come to me later, I'll explain. Yeah, so you have grandchildren. So right now the Gemara's understanding, this is Rashi's Pshat, which is the simple Pshat of the Gemara, is that what you could do is that you can count your grandchildren towards the mitzvah Peruvo. So let's say, right, I'll use Rashi's example over here. So let's say you had a boy and a girl. So and Rachmanis, one of them died. But before they died, they had a grandchild. They had a child. You had a grandchild. So what you can do now is you can take your son and your granddaughter, and now you can pair them up to say that you fulfill the mitzvah peruvo. Ah, okay. So if this is now the accepted way to understand the brisa, so obviously this is posing difficult for Rav Huna, because if for Rav Huna the mitzvah is just simply to have them. That's it. What happens afterwards is, in other words, it is of consequence, but not to the mitzvah peruvu. So if you're subscribing to Rav Huna, so what do you have to do? Mix and match. Oh, I'll take the granddaughter, I'll put it together with my son, and I fulfill the mitzvah peruvu. No. If you had a son and a daughter, that's it. You fulfill the mitzvah. Ah, so this is difficult for Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, Kitanya hilashlim. So the Gemara says, no, but there's another way to understand the brisa. And that would be the following. Hashlama. Let's say that you only had a son. And now your son had children, and one of your children that your son had was a daughter. You have a granddaughter. Ah, that's the point of the brisa. The brisa would say that you could take your son and put it together with your granddaughter. In other words, that came through your son, and you fulfill the mitzvah peruvo. Ah, in other words, that would work. And even if your sheet is Rav Huna, that would work. Ah, so the brisa is not connected Rav Huna, not necessarily connected Rav Huna. Meisve, the Gemara challenges, b'nei banim harein kevanim meis echad mehem o shenim sesris lo kiim pira virivya. So Bnei Banim Hari and Kavanim. So, and if one of them dies, so the or one of them turns into turns out to be a sris, so you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of peruvo. So there's no way of getting out of this brisa. This brisa says very clearly that the purpose of having children is to procreate, to repopulate the earth. And if one of them just simply either Rachmanis passed away or Rachmanis cannot have children, so then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah peruvo. Okay, so tiyufta de Rav Huna tiyufta. So this poses as a significant challenge to Rav Huna, and there's really no way of recovery over here. The Rav Huna's position seems to be rejected as far as this is concerned. Okay, let's pause over here. Tomorrow. Look, we're still in Omer. Tomorrow we'll do the Rebbe Kiva Gemaras. So we'll continue tomorrow. But anyway, let's quickly recap. Let's review our daf today. Number one, we did the Mishnah regarding that you shouldn't be mevato from the mitzvah of peruvu as long as you don't have children. How many children do you need? So two. But in terms of what the two are, so machlokas in the Mishnah in terms of how to fulfill the mitzvah of peruvu, Beit Shammai says two boys, and Beit Hillel says a boy and a girl. Okay. And as far as the first diuk in our Mishnah, what should you not be mevatel from? The mitzvah peruvu. But once you fulfill peruvu, you could stop. But what you should never be mevatel from is having a wife. Okay, and two versions of that discussion, but even in the second version. In other words, a wife is paramount. To have a wife is paramount. Lo tov lios ish, sorry, did not do a good job with the pasuk. Lo tov heyos adam levado. Okay, good. It's just not good to be without a wife. Okay, that was the first point of today's daf. Then, the sourcing. Where do I know that for Beis Shammai it has to be two boys? Where do I know for Beis Hillel it has to be two girls? So a lot of discussion. And not only a lot of discussion, a lot of versions of the machlokas. So in our Mishnah's version where for Beis Shammai it's two boys, we learn it from Moshe. For Beis Hillel that says it's a boy and a girl, we learn it from Adam and Chava. Right? Procreation, recreation. Okay. I'm going to trademark that. Okay. I really liked it. I liked it. Okay. So, and then the back and forth in terms of why doesn't Beis Shammai like Beis Hillel's Raya? Why doesn't Beis Hillel like Beis Shammai's Raya? Okay. And so we did a lot of the back and forth. And then in the daf today, we went over two other versions, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. A second iteration of the Machlokas has Beis Shammai saying, Shnei Zacharim u'shtei Nekevas, two boys and two girls. And for Beis Hillel, Zachar Nekeva. Now, what is it? What is that second iteration? For Beis Shammai, it comes out Kain v'Hevel. Kain came out with a twin. Hevel came out with a twin. And when Hevel died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Chava to have Sheth to replace Hevel because he needed four. Okay, that would be the second version. The third version in the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, also, oddly enough, it's Rabbi Nachson, right? Meaning the second version was Rabbi Nachson. The third version is Rabbi Nachson. The third version of the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that for Beis Shammai, Zachar Nekeva, and Beis Hillel, Zachar O Nekeva, either a boy or a girl. And what's the svar behind that? So the svar behind that third version, according to Beis Hillel, is that the whole purpose of a period of Arivia is just simply to populate the earth. In other words, you just put somebody else for the next generation. Doesn't have to be a boy and a girl. Could be a boy or a girl. Okay. So there are a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And just to complicate matters, three versions of the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay. As you can imagine, right, the poskim all speak to Beis Hillel as our Mishnah's version. Meaning that is the quote unquote most authoritative version. But when all said and done, there really are three versions. Two big discussions that we had this morning. Number one. You had children before you were Megayer, then you were Megayer. You have to start anew, having children again to fulfill the mitzvah peruvu. Machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says no. Reish Lakish says yeah. You gotta have children again. Why? Reish Lakish holds Gersh Nizkar Kakana Nola Dami to the nth degree, meaning he holds that Mamish creates you into a new person, into a new entity. You had children historically. That wasn't you. That was somebody else. You're new, and as a result of that, you have to have children again. And it also impacts the halachas of Bechor LaNachla, where, let's say, you already had children, and then after your Megayer, your first child, is that your Bechor? Reish Lakish would say yes, Rav Yochanan would say no. Okay, same machlokas. And then the second big issue is that Rachmanis, after you had a boy and a girl, one of them died. Rachmanis. Now, did you fulfill the mitzvah peruvu? So machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna says, you fulfill the mitzvah. Why? Because the purpose of the mitzvah for Rav Huna is to simply deplete the neshamas. Meaning the purpose of having children is to bring the geula. How does it bring the geula? Once the neshamas are totally depleted from the warehouse, so then the geula is going to come. Okay. So you simply have children to have children. Okay. Right. In context, I'm saying this. So if Rachmanis, one of them die, but it still fulfilled the purpose of bringing in a shaman to this world. Okay, that's Rav Huna. And Rav Yochanan would say no. In other words, Rav Yochanan would say no. The purpose of having children is Lashevis, is to repopulate the earth. And so that means to say that when you leave this earth, you have to leave the earth with a boy and a girl. And then we went through the Braisa. In that, that could be pshat in the Braisa. When the Braisa says, Hare banim ken, b'nei banim ke banim, so one pshat in the Braisa is that if, let's say, you had a son and a daughter, and Rachmanis, one of them died, but the one who survived had a child, so you can count your grandchild and your child as your boy and girl. And this would seem to be a proof for Rav Yochanan. The Gemara sidestepped it. The Gemara said, no, we could learn the Braisa like Rav Huna. Okay. And then, but the Gemara then quoted a Braisa, which clearly is siding with Rav Yochanan, not like Rav Huna. Anyway, the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, that you have to leave the earth with a boy and a girl. But, in other words, for those of us who have a single gender, but the grandchildren can count also to this cheshbon of having a boy and a girl. So that's the good news.